This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Today from our desk of what could possibly go wrong, mortgages with super quick approvals and no cash down. Yep. Except then, I guess this is the saving grace that this time it's not necessarily unqualified buyers that lenders are catering to. It's the hopefully rich one day tech workers in Silicon Valley. Marketplace's Sally Herships has that one.
First of all, yep.
Well, there's no doubt about it. These are risky loans.
Susan Wachter teaches real estate and finance at Wharton. She says often Silicon Valley workers' money is tied up in stock, which may or may not turn out to be worth anything.
You're cash poor, you're illiquid, but you want a home now. You may be in an age where you have children.
And want a house. But Wachter says as long as lenders diversify, they should be okay. Besides, she says, loans like these are about way more than one mortgage. They're about a relationship.
And this is where you're going to get your second loan for your second home. This is where you're going to perhaps borrow for your children's.
Which may be why First Republic Bank has offices at Twitter and Facebook. It wants to meet young programmers. But it's not just tech workers who qualify for deals.
No, yeah, they've been doing doctor and attorney loans.
Rocky Andrews is president of the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. He says many banks are now offering deals to who they consider to be the cream of the professional crop.
Not necessarily zero down, but like 3% down or, you know, or very minimal amount down.
And if I were a banker, that's probably a better bet than offering them to line workers at an automobile assembly plant across the bay in Fremont.
Richard Parker is with Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. He says there's another problem with these mortgages besides risk.
So that things that are available to the 1% or the 5% are not available to the 99 or the 95.
Way different than before 2008. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.